Almost Famous with John Shea. Featuring local and independent musicians from the South Shore, Boston, and New England. On 95.9 WATD.
Welcome to the Almost Famous Tiny Stage Hour, 95.9 WATD. Introducing you to independent bands and musicians from across New England every Tuesday. Brought to you by Tiny and Sons Glass, I'm John Shea. If you're a local band or musician with original music you'd like to hear on the radio, please reach out. Find all the contact information on the Almost Famous page at 95.9WATD.com. Give me a follow tonight on Facebook and Instagram at Almost Famous Radio and subscribe to the podcast. Find that by searching Almost Famous wherever you find your podcasts or at AlmostFamousRadio.com. So tonight, I'm being joined on the tiny stage by South Shore singer-songwriter Larson. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, John. How are you?
I'm great, too. Thank you for making this work.
Oh, yeah. I'm super excited to be here. Really looking forward to this.
Me, too. So you and I have known each other for probably over 10 years at this point.
Yeah.
And this is your first time here, so it's a long time coming.
I know. I'm so happy to be here.
For those who might not be familiar with you, give yourself an introduction.
I am from Marshfield originally and spent some time in Boston and Washington, D.C. and working on music ever since I was about 10 or 11. Joined the school band around that time and started getting into guitar and bass and piano. You know, my family members had instruments laying around, guitars, pianos, keyboards, and just started taking lessons with some local people and just really fell in love with music. And, you know, it's what I've always wanted to be chasing and going after. And it feels so good to be doing it still to this day.
So your debut album came out last week, and it sounds amazing. Give us the details on that.
Yeah, so I'm so happy to have Club Americana debuting and playing on all streaming platforms, Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music. It's 11 songs that I've written throughout the course of the past 3, 4, 5 years. I spent some time down in Austin, Texas for 3 months on a musical sabbatical, I guess you could say, and wrote some songs there. I have family in New York City, so I visit there from time to time, and I wrote a song there. Just traveling and being inspired by the places you go seems to bring out new ideas in my songwriting, so I really value that process.
You teased the album along the way with a couple of singles leading up to it. How was the reaction from the public as to the previews?
Yeah, I think everyone was super receptive to it and just a lot of positive feedback, which feels so great to put your heart and soul into something and share it with the world and have everybody be so supportive of it. And it's such a great scene that we have here. So I'm so grateful to everybody who's listened and shared and continues to listen. And hopefully it means something to them, the songs and the lyrics, you know?
Absolutely. That's what music's all about.
Yeah.
We've got the album release show coming up too at the end of April at Soundcheck Studios in Pembroke. What's happening that night?
Yeah, so April 25th at Soundcheck Studios, Club Americana. I got a killer band backing me. We got Birch Swart opening, Jeff Rosen opening, and then my band, we got Nolan Driscoll on guitar, Tyler Davis on drums, Dan Felix on saxophone, Steve Cappuccioni on keys, and Mike McAbee on bass. We got this big band we've put together to play all my songs.
So basically the who's who of the South Shore music
community.
Right,
yeah. I mean, well, there's so many who's who. Everyone's so great and talented, and it's such an pleasure to play with everybody. And we're going to be playing the songs and a couple covers. You know, I'm looking forward to it, and rehearsals have been sounding killer, and I'm so excited for everybody to be a part of that show.
Fantastic. You've got the guitar in hand. Let's start off with some music. What's first for you tonight?
This is Familiar Faces. I wrote it just about kind of feeling stuck in a rut and, you know, moving forward with your life in certain ways, but also having people by your side and just, you know, having that intimacy or that personal relationship with somebody that can mean so much to you when you're going through something. So this is Familiar Faces.
Let's hear it. We have Larson on the tiny stage, 95.9 WATD. Whenever you're ready, it's all yours.
Time to start moving on. Time to move ahead. So tired of not being where I need to be. It's a game inside my head. There you were watching me. There I was watching you. You came to me in a daydream, and I couldn't let you go. Look at the facts, you were there for me. Look at the reality we're living in. Mind over matter, we can make it if we try. Cause I want you to hold me close, call you mine, baby, yeah. For a time we're moving on, only moving forward. And there we go, on our ways, going separate places. And all I wish for is all these familiar faces. Winter's been so long. I've had you by my side. Late nights spent right next to you. Drank all the red wine. Look at the facts. The reality we're living in. Mind over matter, we can make it if we try. Oh, you get me high, cause I want you to hold me close, I'll call you mine, baby. And all I wish for is all these familiar faces. Familiar faces. Here we go again. Running through the same old song, getting tired of this town and all my misery. It ain't no mystery. And I want you to hold me close, but call you mine, baby. For a time we're moving on, only moving forward. And there we go, on our way, going separate places. And all I wish for is all these familiar faces. Familiar.
That is a great way to start the night. Larson on the WATD Tiny Stage. Talk about that song, man. How did that one happen?
Yeah, so close lady and I, we were hanging and spending a lot of time together. And just, you know, we were there for each other and chatting a lot. And she's moved to a different part of the country, and we still stay in touch. I think it was winter time or I was on the road with my other band and coming home and writing all these songs and just spending time with her and going through a rough time at home. You know, just having somebody to talk to and be with and having these relationships in your life to be on the same page with somebody and looking to grow your career and having these similarities. And yeah, so it's just, I guess it's about a girl. I don't know.
Most of them are.
Yeah.
We mentioned at the top of the show that you've been around the South Shore scene for a while now, at least 10 years. Talk about your musical beginnings. How did music first become part of your life?
Going into the fifth grade, my mom said, you know, you got to do something. I was playing baseball and I played baseball and, you know, she's like, you got to do something else. So my dad played the trombone when he was in high school. So I said, I want to be like dad. I'm going to play the trombone. So I joined the school band and played trombone. And I played trombone fifth through eighth grade. And then sixth grade, my friend Matt got a guitar for Christmas and he's like, oh, you should get a bass. So I got a bass and started playing bass. And then my dad had an acoustic guitar at the house. He showed me some chords. I started playing acoustic. And then my oldest brother had an electric guitar, so I was messing around on his electric when he would let me. Just learning stuff in school band, you know, all those band march melodies, you know, and coming home and learning, transposing it on piano or guitar and listening to, you know, I can remember listening to AC/DC and learning Angus Young solos on guitar. Then you get involved in lessons with, and they show you, oh, here's jazz or here's, you know, start learning jazz stuff. So it all kind of blends together, I guess. And then it's a matter of getting together with your friends who play music and starting a band or jamming or writing songs together. There's so many people I've played with and it's just so many to name. It's truly a blessing to be able to do this.
If I remember correctly, when I first met you, it was at the Tinker Sun open mic with Jackson Weatherby.
Oh, yeah.
And I think your mom was kind of your momager at the time, kind of in the very best way possible, like just introducing you to like everybody there.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, my mom's a big supporter of me. Yes. Momager, I don't know. But yeah, she must have been there. My dad must have taken me too. And yeah, just, you know, jamming with Jackson. He had that great open mic and he was so welcoming and supportive and just really created this great environment for people to come and be comfortable playing music and starting out and getting comfortable singing in front of people. It was so great.
Well, that leads me right into my next question is talk about your first onstage moment. What was that like for you?
Oh, wow. So it was a big moment was, I think, the seventh grade jazz band performance, Furnace Brook Middle School in Marshfield. I had been taking lessons with Greg Silva over at Crossroads, and we had gotten into slap bass, which I was listening to the Red Hot Chili Peppers at the time. And it came my turn to take a solo in the ensemble. And I played this funky slap bass solo and got a great applause. And I was like, this feels wonderful. This is amazing. I want to keep doing this. So I think my dad has it on video somewhere.
That's great.
An old cell phone.
Got to make that, you know, post that up on YouTube eventually.
I know.
Well, you've got your album. It came out last week. Let's continue with the live music. What's next?
Next, we are going to do the song You Are Not Alone. I wrote this in New York City. It's sort of a folk song. I guess I was thinking about maybe, you know, Bob Dylan moved to New York City and he's got that folk thing going on. And it's more of a finger style and just about going to a new place and being a little scared and just exploring and getting your bearings and how rewarding that experience can be, I guess. So here's You Are Not Alone.
Let's hear it. Larson on the WATD Tiny Stage. It's all yours whenever you're ready.
Look up to the stars for the answers. You can get through this one step at a time. The journey continues on one highway, many rivers to cross. Whole world is waiting. You are not alone. Got the city by your side. Tell me where to go, 'cause I'm wandering around. It's been 10 long years. looking for a brighter day, finding the answers, what's left to say, goodbye to my old self, hanging that sadness on the shelf. Happy days are coming clearly, hold on to the light. You are not alone, got the city by your side. Tell me where to go, 'cause I'm wandering around. Seasons of change come and go. But it's best to let it flow. Don't fight the feelings in your heart. You've had love in you from the start. Not alone, got the city by your side. Tell me where to go, 'cause I'm wandering around. You are not alone, got the city by your side. Tell me where to go, 'cause I'm wandering around.
Larson on the tiny stage, sounding amazing tonight. Nice job, man.
Thank you so much.
Take us through that song. When did that one start and how did it actually come together?
Yeah, so I took a trip to New York City to visit my brother and I had my guitar. You know, I like to bring my guitar places and I don't know, just New York kind of scares me in certain ways. Like, just it's big and there's so much going on. It's like, what if I get lost or I don't know. But you got your phone, so it's all good. But just that feeling of that adrenaline of walking around in the city alone and you seeing everything and the cars and the buses and the bikes and the people and the restaurants and the, you know, everything. And it just sparked this kind of, the song has that sort of like that pace or that tempo or that finger style, like you're traveling somewhere, you know, that troubadour and that folky sort of vibe.
If somebody wants to find you online tonight, where's the best place to go?
Well, Instagram, Larson, LARSEN Plays, PLAYS, one word, Larson Plays. That's my Instagram. Facebook, Lars Chappell, LARSCHAPPELL. And then on Spotify, Larson, LARSEN. There's many Larsons in Spotify, so you might have to sift through. But if you search Larson, You Are Not Alone, then you'll find my page and you can click the artist link through that, and then you'll find my page.
Excellent.
So it's a little convoluted, but you can do it.
As long as you can find it, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
We are up against our first break of the Tiny Stage Hour. We have a lot more to go. We have more songs and more stories to tell and listen to on the Tiny Stage. Back in just a few with more of Larson, brought to you each week by Tiny and Sons Glass.
And now, back to Almost Famous on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back to the Almost Famous Tiny Stage, 95.9 WATD, introducing you to independent bands and musicians from across New England, brought to you each week by Tiny and Sons Glass. I'm John Shea, being joined in studio tonight by South Shore singer-songwriter Larson. How you doing, man? Good to have you back.
Doing great. Thanks for having me, man.
My pleasure. So I think you've been here before at one point, but maybe with somebody else. Am I thinking correctly?
Yeah, I think I was playing with Caitlin Evans and Red Evans. I think we did some interviews.
That might have been it. Yeah. Maybe 8 or 9 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Somewhere like that.
Yeah, way back. Yeah.
So for those who might not be familiar with you as a solo artist, give yourself another introduction.
Yeah, so my name's Lars Chappell, Lars Borer Chappell. Many of you know me by different names. My artist name is Larson, and, you know, I've been doing, I guess, working as a sideman for other people for a long time. And, you know, I've always been a singer and a songwriter, but just starting to kind of really take charge of it and start releasing it into the world. And, you know, it feels so good. I can write a song and record it on a voice memo and come back to it. So I have these songs from just life stuff, I guess, that we all go through. And I try and capture that and put it into music. And
well, you did capture it because your album came out last week.
The job's been done. Yeah.
Chapter one has been done.
Yeah.
Tell us about the album. Where is it available? And you've got a release show coming up later on in April.
Yeah, Club Americana is available on all streaming platforms under Larson. And I have physical copies of my record, CDs, and those will be available for purchase at my album release show April 25th at Soundcheck Studios in Pembroke, Mass. Music starts up at about 8:15 p.m. Doors are at 7, so get there early and grab a drink and hang with your friends and catch some live music. It's going to be a great time.
In the title, the word Americana, that's a genre of music that kind of seems to weave its way in and out of American pop culture. Every like 5 or 10 years, it seems to make a comeback, you know, with like Mumford and Sons and bands like that, the Lumineers many years ago, kind of lately now with Noah Kahan, it's kind of making a comeback as well. What do you think attracts people to the Americana genre?
You know, I think Americana is, by definition, it's kind of like having to do with American culture, I guess. So, I have songs that are folky and country and you know, feature acoustic guitar. You know, I feel like that's, if you listen to Americana, you're going to hear guitars, right? You know, maybe some country chord progressions or it's sort of a blend. You know, I think about bands like Tedeschi Trucks Band and the Allman Brothers Band, where it's not quite country, but it has flavors of...
It's too rock to be country and too country to be rock.
Yeah, it's a... And with that term Americana, you can kind of cultivate this fusion of different genres with... So Club Americana, it's like, I don't know, you put on the record and you're welcome to the club, you're listening to the record and it's Americana, it's all types of American styles, R&B, there's R&B songs, there's pop songs, there's country songs. It's 11 songs that I like to think all have different genres. Basically they're all different vibes. I don't know, but maybe somebody listens to it and goes, oh, this all sounds like his brand or whatever. So I don't know.
Whatever it is, it sounds like Larson.
Yeah, that's good.
Speaking of which, let's continue with the live stuff. What are we listening to next?
This is Try My Love. This is my song about, well, I'll just play it and get into it next.
Sounds good. Yeah. Let's hear it. Larson on the Tiny Stage.
Well, girl, I'm so lonely without you when you're not by my side. If I could have you every night and day, I would never cry. I remember when we first met, we were having so much fun. Not a worry in the world, darling. Oh, you are my number one. Now the times have gotten tougher, gotta reach for each other. Hand in hand we walk side by side, holding one another. So try my love each and every day. Come on baby, don't be afraid. Try my love every single way, holding it close, loving today, yeah. Each and every day, each and every day. Oh girl, won't you come on through? I'm sick and tired of waiting on you. Your long hair and beautiful lips just press right up against mine, yeah. Now the times have gotten tougher, gotta reach for each other. Hand in hand we walk side by side, loving one another. So try shine my love each and every day. Come on, baby, don't be afraid. Shine my love every single way. Holding you close and loving today, yeah. So shine my love, shine my love, shine my love each and every day. Shine my love, shine my love. I swear I'll love you each and every day. Yeah. Come on, my little woman, yeah.
Larson on the WATD Tiny Stage. You just mentioned the Allman Brothers. I definitely hear a little bit of Greg Allman influence in that song.
Yeah, big Greg Allman fan, songwriting, vocally, his musicality as a keyboard player, piano player. I mean, he's just got that, just captures that Southern Georgia, Jacksonville, Florida that is so different than New England, right? I mean,
absolutely. From listening to all of that music, how did you discover the voice that we're hearing tonight?
Well, I've always sung and sang and sang and playing in the Paul Nelson Band for the last 2 years really catapulted my voice to this whole other realm that I would not have gotten to.
How long did it take you to kind of bring it up to where you are now?
I mean, I like to think my whole life, but singing in that band really gave me the confidence that I could be booking my own solo gigs around here when I'm home from tour, that I do have chops as a vocalist and I can front a band and I can sing my own songs and feel good about it. So it was a validating experience to work with those guys in that band.
You've got an album release show coming up at the end of the month. The album came out last week. So give us the details on the actual show coming up at Soundcheck at the end of April. April 25th?
April 25th at Soundcheck Studios. We got my album release for Club Americana. We got Birch Swart opening, Jeff Rosen opening, and Larson Band headlining. Music starts at 8:15 p.m. goes till 11:30, so doors are at 7, so get there early. $20 in advance, $25 at the door ticket prices. So we hope to see you there, and thank you so much for listening. It means so much, all your support.
Now, the album is out on Spotify. However, the royalty payments on Spotify kind of suck. So if somebody wants to buy an actual copy of the album, can they do so the night of the show?
Yes, they will be able to do that. CDs will be $20.
Excellent. Yep. Any vinyl copies being pressed?
I'm going to do a poll and see who wants a vinyl, get a group together and send in an order, get money payments because it is kind of expensive.
It is, unfortunately, but it sounds great.
Yeah, I want to have a couple copies myself, you know?
Exactly. Extra frisbees, just in case you need.
Exactly, you know.
Let's continue with your live stuff. What are we listening to next?
We are listening to
the sound of a capo going on the strings.
The sound of a capo going on the strings. This is Don't Need a Thing. And here it is.
Let's hear it. Larson on the Tiny Stage, 95.9 WATD.
Late nights talking with you, baby. Tell me all your problems. I'll just sit back and listen, and I don't need a thing. No, I don't need a thing but your loving arms. Don't need a thing but your sweet, sweet kiss. Don't need a thing but to hold you close. Don't need a thing tonight. I'm sorry, baby, I know you're hurting. You'll get through this someday. Oh, this feeling doesn't have to last forever. There will be a brighter day. So come on and jump inside, yeah. I'll take you for a ride. Oh, let my heart be the steering. All my love is true, dear. No, I don't need a thing but your loving arms. Don't need a thing but your sweet, sweet care. Don't need a thing but to hold you close. Don't need a thing tonight. Oh, rain will pour and thunder will crack. Oh, baby, my love is where it's at. Oh, oh, no, I don't need a thing but your loving arms. Don't need a thing but your sweet, sweet kiss. Don't need a thing but to hold you close. Don't need a thing. No, I don't need a thing. No, I don't need a thing but to love you right. I don't need a thing. I'm just holding you tight. I don't need a thing. Everything's all right. I don't need a thing tonight.
Some soul here on the South Shore tonight, 95.9 WATD. Larson, nice job, man.
Thank you, bro.
Take us through that song.
Yeah, it's sort of written in the style of like an Otis Redding song or something, an old song from the 60s, you know. Sitting with a girl, you know, just talking about life and whatnot. And, you know, I don't need anything.
I think the question that's on everybody's mind right now is, when you write a song about somebody, do they know it's about them?
Yeah, I mean, in my instances, I think these people know these songs are about them.
How does that usually go over?
Well.
Good.
Very well.
I can imagine. Let's go back in time. We briefly talked about songwriting in the last segment here, but I want to know more about your technique. When do you know a song is ready to be actually played or performed?
I'm not entirely sure, but I'll write a song and I'll feel pretty good about it. And, you know, maybe I'll send it to some people and see what they think. And, you know, working with producers such as Mike McAbee, I mean, he's so brilliant and constructive, and it's so good to bring songs to him and cultivate these ideas and, you know, okay, it's ready. And having your producers, you know, Paul Nelson, who also produced it, just to bring it to your team and say, hey, it's ready, and let's put it on the record, and that's how it's going to be. Because I think as artists, we get so in our own heads about, oh, is it good enough? Is it ready? Should I be singing this? And I don't know when the exact time is, but I think it's you just you fall in love with the song and say, hey, I'm gonna play it. And that's what I'm going to do. And if people like it, great. If they don't, then that's okay too. And I'm just singing my truth, and that's all I can do.
Speaking of the studio, take us into the studio. What was that experience like?
Oh, it was killer. Pre-production with Paul, working on the songs, going into Mike's studio, the underground recording company. I mean, it's just such a killer setup. He's got Hammond organ, all these instruments, upright bass. I did all the guitars on the record. I did all the vocals. I did all the bass.
For as long as I've known you, you've been a live performer. You've played guitar. You've played bass with many, many artists. But to take what you typically would play in a live setting and adapt it to a studio setting, like one of your songs that you're very used to playing live, how did you have to adapt that to work in the studio with a band?
See, the way that this whole process went was I recorded the songs first, and now they're being played out. So it's not like they got live tested at all. You know what I mean?
Do you think that's a better way to do it, or do you think the other way is better?
I don't know. I think every band or artist operates differently. I'm not sure. We'll find out at the album release show.
And speaking of which, too, if somebody can't make it to the album release show, you also have a date coming up later on in the summer, August 9th. You're a part of the just recently announced Project Arts Summer Concert Series on the waterfront in Plymouth.
Yeah, August 7th at the Plymouth Waterfront
Series. Yeah, the
series.
Grandstand.
The Grandstand, August 7th. We're going to be there, Larson Band, my band, Larson, and we're doing 2 45-minute sets, and that's going to be on August 7th at sometime in the afternoon, evening.
Fantastic. And as the day gets closer, just follow your socials and all the information.
Yeah, exactly.
Be there.
Larson Plays on Instagram, Lars Chapel on Facebook. There's also a Larson page on Facebook also.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
We have, I think, two more songs to go here, Lars. So what are we listening to next?
Yeah, we're going to do Shotgun Door, which has been released as a single, and here we go.
Love this song. Let's hear it, Larson. 95.9 WATD, whenever you're ready, the tiny stage is yours.
Running from the past, don't know where I'm going, making up for lost time. Held inside my mind, time to make a change, time to rearrange. Now I know that there's a better way that lies for me ahead. So won't you tell me where you're headed? Maybe I'll come with you. Up the shotgun door, baby, maybe there's room for two. This time I will stay, this time I am free. Tell me what you want from me, darling, and I'll just be. This time I've decided, gonna follow my heart. You can tell me anything you want. I've decided from the start. Oh, aches and pains and broken hearts is just the way I live. To make me a better man today, now I'm just trying to give. So won't you tell me where you're headed? Maybe I'll come with you. Open up the shotgun door, baby, maybe there's room for two. This time I will stay, this time I am free. Tell me what you want from me, darling, and I'll just be. Mm-hmm. way your head is, maybe I'll come with you. Open up the shotgun door, baby, maybe there's room for two. This time I will stay here. This time I am free. Tell me what you want from me, darling, and I'll just be. Tell me what you want from me, darling, and I'll just be.
Incredible. Larson on the WATD Tiny Stage. Love that song so much.
Thank you so much.
I remember being with you in the Tinker Sound at Jeff Rosen's open mic.
I know.
One night, and you're like, you know, my song comes out at midnight. Let's just hear it.
Yeah. That was so fun.
Great stuff there.
Yeah, thank you.
I know this is a difficult question, especially for somebody like you, but I want to talk about influences. Who did you grow up listening to? Who are you listening to today?
Yeah, so growing up, Eagles, AC/DC, Jimmy Buffett, and then transferring into jazz and reggae and pop and everything. I listen to everything.
And the great thing is I can hear it all when you perform. I can hear it all in your style and your sound. You kind of like take the best of all genres and kind of mix it all in together.
Yeah, thanks, man. You know, it's a gumbo of throwing in all this stuff. Today, you know, some artists I've gotten into, like Maggie Rogers. She's really great. She's incredible. And I really love Chris Stapleton, that edge he has on his voice, and it's so rock and roll. And so, I think Stapleton is one of my favorites. I mean,
how about locally?
Locally, oh man, Dylan Wheaton, Stevie Burke, you know, Quincy Hitch. There's just so many. Kyle Morrison, Mike Maccabee, Tyler Davis, Val Barreto. You know, everybody is just so amazing, and it's such a great scene that we all support each other. And Jeff Hillier and Mini Yellow Witches, you know, I've been playing with those guys. And Third Left, I've been playing with them. When I moved to Plymouth, I think I played the most shows with those guys.
What's the song you wish you had written?
Whipping Post.
Good answer.
I can do that.
If you want to, we can close out with that.
All right.
We have to do one more quick break, and then we have one more song from Larson here on the WATD Tiny Stage. Stick around, brought to you every Tuesday night by Tiny and Sons Glass. Back in just a few.
And now, back to Almost Famous on 95.9 WATD.
For the final time, welcome back to the Almost Famous Tiny Stage 95.9 WATD, introducing you to independent bands and musicians from across New England, brought to you by Tiny and Sons Glass. I'm John Shea, being joined tonight by Larson. How you doing, my friend?
Doing wonderful, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Sounding amazing.
Thanks, bro.
Give yourself one final introduction.
Yeah, so I'm Lars Chapel, Lars Bohr Chapel, whatever you know me as. My artist name is Larson. I'm a singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, full-time musician, originally from Marshfield. I'm based in Plymouth now, and I have a record, Club Americana, on all streaming platforms, and I have an album release show at Soundcheck Studios on April 25th. So get there, $20 in advance, $25 at the door. So hope to see you there.
Excellent. You took all my questions. That's perfect. Doing my job for me. This is great.
There you go.
And we have time for one more song before we close things out. What's it going to be?
Yeah, I think we're going to do Whipping Post, written by Greg Allman and performed by the Allman Brothers Band. So here you go.
Let's hear it. Larson, right. Thank you again. Be safe, man. We'll talk to you soon. And best of luck with all the events coming
up.
Yeah,
thanks so much for having me.
95.9 WATD.
I've been run down, I've been lied to, don't know why, let that mean woman make me a fool. She took all my money, wrecked my new car, now she's with one of my good time buddies, drinking in some cross town bar. Sometimes I feel in time to the whipping bone. Tied to the whipping bones. Tied to the whipping bone. Good Lord, it feels like I'm dying, yeah. My friends tell me that I've been such a fool, yeah. I had to stand by and take it, baby. Oh, for loving you. Drown myself in sorrow as I look at what you've done. Nothing seemed to change. Bad times stay the same, and I can't run. Sometimes I feel, Lord, sometimes I feel, yeah, like I've been tied to the whipping post, yeah, tied to the whipping post, tied to the whipping post. I feel like I'm dying. Sometimes I feel. And